الناس لما تجيبه لما تضايق we have to finish the thesis in on the previous sugya. Mishum de Rabbi Yabohu. The Gemara said that if the mazik was magdish the shayel, and then there was a mother bedin. So the hegdish is chal, Mishum de Rabbi Yabohu. That means without the chumra of Rabbi Yabohu, it would not be necessary for the Nizik to give any money to Hegdish. He would be able to take the share from Hegdish. Just like we had by Mechire, that Mocha Yehne Mocha, if the share was sold to someone, so after Hamad Bedin, he's gave the share from the Lekeach, since it was Meshubit to him. So the same thing, by Hegdish, without the Chumra of Rabbi Bow, after Hamad Bedin, he'd be able to take it away from Hegdish, since it's Meshubit to him. But Shalayimru, Hegdish, Yaitse, Beloi Pdiyem, so therefore they said, there's a din hegdish that one has to be meisef davar in peideyim. That is why it has a teiras hegdish, not meikar hadin. So let us just explain a shikol hakdame to Tosfos. So Tosfos had a kasha. We have a gemara that says that also sheire apoyteki Vigdishai, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and he was made the share. He made a share on a poiteki that the share would be the source of dviya, would be gaiva from the share. And then Reuven, the loive, was magdish the share. He made it for a kol. So the din is hegdish mafkia midei shibur. That means since Shimon never had a bailus on it as yet, he only had a schus gviya, so the minute it became a kolben, he can't have a schus gviya in a kolben. So that when it became a kolben is mafkiya the shibut. So the shibut fizzles out. Your schus gviya cannot exist on a kolben. So the schus kviya becomes bottom. And it's hegdish, it remains hegdish. So this was Bamison Tois Vishayla, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds it's an apoiteki. Why does the Gemara have to say that the reason hegdish is, in reality, it's not hegdish. In reality, the nizik can take the share. No, shalayimlo hegdish yaitse beloi pidi, and that's why it has a teres hegdish. Let us say, may ike hadin its hegdish. Because all the nizek had on the share before Amad Bedin was only a shibut. A schus to be gaive. So if the mazik was magdish the share, so we have this cloud that hegdish mafkiya midei shibut. So may ike hadin it should be hegdish. But this kasha bothered Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Avol b'loi rababo, loi kodesh. Mishum dikdushas domim ein mafkas midei shibut. Because this halacha, that hegdish is mafki midei shibut, is bavka kdushas haguf, bavka akobim. That is mafki midei shibut. That causes that the shibut should fizzle out. You can't have a shibut on a kolben, something that has a kedushas haguf. But kedushas domim, if it only belongs to bedek habayis, kedushas domim is a ownership of bedek habayis. So this ownership is not different than the ownership of a lekeach. that shibud ki be mafkiya this ownership because shibudi kaidem. So kedushas damim also has this halach. It's not mafkiya midei shibud. No, the person who possesses the shibud could take it away from Hegdish. And he cannot then. He could take it away without being mace of anything, without any pidyon. That is why the Gemara said that it is speaking about that the whole reason it's the here's a teres hegdish is mishum rababo. Avabaloi rababo loi kodish mishum de kedushas domim aim avkiyim midei shibud. And Nehechi Taisi, it's a Kedushas Domim, Umayri Hoche Bebalmum. So we have to say, the Gemara Maisa was not Mepharetis, but we have to understand that the Gemara learned that the Maisa is speaking about a Balmum, which is only a Kedushas Domim. So therefore, so then the Kedeshe Hagdish is only Mishim Rababo. Inami, perhaps you don't have to say it's speaking about a Balmum. The Tam could be it's speaking about a behemoth that's a Tam, that's a Sholeh. It's speaking about that the Mazik was not Magdishit for a Kolb. If it would be Magdishit for a Kolb, so then the Hekdish would be Mavki Midei Shibud Meikaradim. Now speaking about he was Magdishit Lebedek Habayis, the Kodesh Kedush is Domim. If the Hegdish was made on such an oifen that it should only belong to Bedek Abayis, he's not making it a Kedush is Kolben. Uchadamrinen hamatvis tmimim lebedek Abayis masha osa osik. It means even though there's a lot to be magdish tmimim lebedek Abayis, but if he did it so there was a Kedush is, so there was only Chal Kedush is Domim. So meikar adin the shibud shibem mafkiya this kedushas domim is that's what the Gemara mentions it's kodesh mishum derababo v'kosha mikan l'rabbeinu tam shemeforesh the bechol kedushas metaltlim mafkas midei shibud v'afilu kedushas domim. Now Rabbi Keveger in Gilyon Hashas Seichens zu the shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Ayosha. The shitas Rabbeinu Tam is very, very interesting. Rabbeinu Tam says there is no difference between kedushas domim and kedushas aguf. If hegdish is mafkiyim midei shibud, so just like kedushas aguf is mafkiyim midei shibud, kedushas domim is also mafkiyim midei shibud. No, there are rayas from Gemara that Kedushas Domim is not mafkiyim midei shibud. So he says that's only by kalke. By kalke, if a person is magdish, a kalke Kedushas Domim, it's not mafkiyim midei shibud. You know why? Because the hegdish is mchal period. We'll explain this soon. But by metaltalim, if a person is magdish Kedushas Domim, the hegdish is mafkiyim midei shibud. What is the difference between kalk and metaltalim? So the Rabbeinu Tam said, Amor v'kezach. The Gemara says, further, we'll have this in Merube, that in order to be capable of being magdish yonachosem, it has to be boshuscha. Therefore, the Gemara says, let's say a gazlan stole a chayfet from a nigzol. Now the nigzol wants to be magdish the chayfet, so the Gemara says, the hegdish is in chal. Because the chayfetz is not bershus hanigzal. It's ain't a bershus. It was stolen from the nigzal. So therefore the hegdish is not chal. That is metaltlan hanigzalim. Hegdish is not chal. Because it's ain't a bershus. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam. He says, every kalke that is mishubetu amalve, there's a concept, kiman de gavye malve domi. Keilu, the malve was goive the kalki, kiman de gavye. And the kiman de gavye of the malve makes it that it's not pushus aloive. Every kalki is considered kiman de gavye domi. And therefore, it's considered it is not Bershus HaLoive. So when the Loive is Magdish HaKalke, I have news for you. The Hegdish is in Chal. because it's ain't a b'shusai, it's b'shus hamalka. Masha ain't, because it's the concept command the gavya, and by kalka you can say such a thing. The loive can't be matzniyet, it can't be ma'abedit. So the kalka b'ashehu shom halachically is command the gavya, and it's already ain't a b'shus haloive. So that dish is nechal. By metaltalim, we can't say this concept command the gavya, that we like the malve has it already. It's not the malve, he's very far from having anything. It's just haleva, the leva can be matzniya, the leva can be mavedit. So the concept of command the gavya is not applicable by metaltalim. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says, if a leva is magdish metaltalim, so the hegdish is chal. And if the hegdish is mafkiya midei shibud, there's no difference, dushus dame, dushus aguf, it wasn't geiris such chalukim. So memeila, so hegdish of metaltlum is mafkiya midei shibud. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we have a tremendous problem from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if the mazik was magdish the shoyer hamazik, which is metaltlum, so, Meiker Adin, the Nizik could take it. No, Al-Savabo, the Nizik has to be pointed. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Meiker Adin, the Nizik can take it. The Hegdish is Chal, and Hegdish is Mavki, and Midei Shibut. This is the Kasha that Isis asked from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Kasha Mikan the Rabbeinu Tam, Shemeforish the bechol kedushas metaltalim mavkas midei shibud vafilu kedushas domim. So we have a meridike kasha. So if the mazik was magdish the sheir hameshubit to the nizik, we should say hegdish mavki midei shibud, and the hegdish should be chal meikar adin, and not the way Agamor says that it's only hegdish al tzravabo. Vayma Rabbeinu Tam Dalmu Rabbonon Lishibuda de Nizik Kidomrinen Bachival Amu Rabbonon Lishibuda de Baal. Now let us explain for a few minutes what Taisus is answering in the Mafteach, and on the Frankel Gemores brings down a Muridike Kasha from the Mishmerais Kahune. There's a Gemore in Ksubis that says as follows. Let's say an Isha is Meshubid Labailo. She's Meshubid Lamaisa Yodeo, she's Meshubid Labailo. A Yadayim a Meshubid. Hey, she'll get into a machlekes with her husband, and she'll make a kainim on her Yadayim. So it means the Maisa Yadayim, which will come out of the Yadayim, are also. So we should say, Koinomis Mavkiyim Midei Shibut. So the Gemara says, 100%, Me'ikar Adin, she could do such a thing, but Chazal mixed into this Asik, and they didn't want that she should be able to do such a thing, that a wife should be able to be Mavkiyah, the Shibut from her husband, the same way they didn't want her husband to be Mavkiyah, his Shibut from his wife with a Koinim. So they said, Amur Rabbonon Lishibuda, the Baal, Amur Rabbonon Lishibuda, the Isha. They said that Mida Rabbonon, the Shibut that the Baal has is considered like an ownership. It's not only a Shibut, it's like an ownership. So if it's an ownership, you can asa nisei chaveira yal chaveira. You can asa, so we consider it, kilu your Yodayim belong to your husband. So you can't ask your husband's Yadayim on him. Fine. The same thing he can't ask himself. So there's a concept of Amur Rabbonon Lishibuda de Baal, Amur Rabbonon Lishibuda de Isha. So Taisvis asks Akasha, fine, so finished. So Taisvis asks Akasha, let's talk about Aloive and Amalve. A loive will want to hear something that's meshuba to the malve, will make a koinam on it, and the malve won't be able to be goive. Koinomis mafki midei shibu. So Taisu says, also the same thing. Amur rabona lishibu, the malve, you want to make shtick, he has a shibud, you'll make a koinam, which me'ika then to be makir the shibud. Chazal said, Amur Rabbonon l'shibud, the mal, Amur Rabbonon l'shibud, the mal, the isha, fine, gewaldig. Like Taisvis, oh, so there's Amur Rabbonon, that means, the loiva wants to be makir the shibud. So Rabbonon said, no, the shibud of the mal is, he's a bailus on it, he has a bailus on it, you can't be makir. But Taisvis, hegdish makir me the shibud? How could hegdish be makir me the shibud? The loiva is magdashit, boom. So the Malva loses the Shibud. Just like by a koinam, I say Amur Rabbonu l'Shibud the Malva. And the Loive cannot be Mavkiya the Shibud. So who Adin? By Hegdishis also say the same thing. Amur Rabbonu l'Shibud the Malva, that we are Machazik in Malim, the Bailus of the Malva, so it's not yours to be Magdish, just like it's not yours to make a koinam. That's Taisvis Akash. So Taisvis says, no, there's a big chilek. A koinam is a personal shtech to the malve. It's my karke. You want to be goyvit, I'll put a koinam on it that it's also to you. So by me it's one, I'll use the karke, everything. But I'll be mavgiyah yashibud. He wants to be an oibachochem. So Taisvis says, oh, there the rabbonon mixed in. They said, oh, no, you can't do such a thing. So Amur Rabbonon l'shibud de malve. The same thing. Isha wants to make a koinam on a husband. A husband wants to make a koinam on the wife. So this is a personal afko. That means just to make sure Yenna should lose his rights and I'll be able to have benefit from it. Then the Rabbonon said you're not able to do it. But if I make it hegdish, the hegdish is not so personal. It's hegdish for me also. It's not pshat. I'm doing it only for you. I magdish it for a kol, and I make hegdish it. It's hegdish, period. You're losing. I'm losing. It's also about no. So then the din is, if you're making it hegdish, so the hegdish is makia. So the hegdish is makia. That's what I, so the whole almu was only, so the Rabbeinu Tam is a pella. Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus asked Akasha and the Rabbeinu Tam that here the Mazik was Magdish the Shoyer. So the according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Hegdish should be Mavkiya the Shibud of the Nizik. So Taisus answered, oh, Amur Rabbonon to the Shibud of the Nizik. So the Rabbeinu Tam is saying this afilu by Hegdish, not by Kainomis. He brings a raya from Kainomis. But he didn't differentiate between Kainomis and Hegdish. So why do you say Hegdish Mavkiya Midei Shibut by a Malve, it is Mavkiya, by Nisik, it's not Mavkiya. What's the Chilek? So Taisvis is very difficult to understand. This is the difficulty of Taisvis. Well, Kaponim, this is, we have to understand what's the difference between a Nisik and a Malve. By a Malve, we say Hegdish Mavkiya Midei Shibud. And by a Nizik, we say Amur Rabbonu l'Shibud the Nizik. Zoi say Meres HaMazik Shibudei Shal Chaveiroi Pota. So the Gemara said, Rabbeinu Bredi Yeshua had said, he had speaking about that we had a Shoyer that was Mishubet to the Nizik, which was worth, let's say, 10 zuz, and now he shechted it, and it's worth 9 zuz. So here the din is that he's potter to pay. Upolik ad Rav Shimon Gamliel the Mechay Bashelech lechad me'amiroi da'asom. That means that's what the Gemara is saying, Zoi say meres, because the machlokes if a mazik shibudi shachaber is chay b'potter. Shma mino. Now this is going on the. We hear halacha as follows. That we hear halacha that kodam. If the hezik was, let's say, we hear a shoyel. We hear a shoyel that was meshubet to the nizik, and. And then a malve who lent money after the hezek was goyve the shoyel. So it says in the baraisa that the gviya doesn't help. Lo yosav lo klum. chav at shaloi hizik, bein hizik at shaloi chav, loi osa v'loi klum. So the Gemara said, on the second din, first din is ikha difficult to understand, chav at shaloi hizik, why ma she gove loi gove, but hizik at shaloi chav, that means first the shor became meshubah to the nizik. And then the mazik borrowed money and it became meshubah to the malve. So here you also say, Masha osa layosa, layosa v'lay klum. So this is also not poshet. Shma mino, palchoif, meucher, shegodam v'gova, Masha gova, loy gova. That means if you're saying such a halacha, that it was first mishubit to the nizik, and then it became mishubit to the malve, or the, and the malve was taifis, it the tfisa doesn't help. This is not poshit. Benanis holds, balchoiv mohucha, shegove, ma shegove gove. So that's what I'm saying, shmamina the loike benanis. Now, we'll, just let's see Tosis and then we'll elaborate a little what Tosis is saying. Shma mino balchoy meucha shagodem vegove ma shagove loy gove. Ude loy ke benanis bepeirik misha yonosi eladidei ki heichi debekakois odif balchoy meucha mishum neilas deles tvei melekeach Meuche, ochinami afal gav, de milikeach meuche, govilei nizik idomaleu, mishum de islai kole, vimalchoi meuche, le govilei mishum neilas delas. Now, let us just explain what Tosfos is saying. We had a haloche before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Yisham Asher. What is the din if the Sheol was Mazik, became Meshubah to the Nizik, and then the Mazik sold it to someone, and then there was a Modeh Bedin. So the Gemara says, after Modeh Bedin, Mochroi Einei Mocho. It is not sold. That means that the Nizik comes to the Lekeach, and he tells the Lekeach, you know, you purchase something that has a lien on it, that has a shibud on it. I have a shibud on this shoyer. So Memele, he's goive the shoyer from the Lekeach. That means since shibudi koidem, you bought it. You bought something that's meshubit to me. So therefore, the nizik takes it away from the Lekeach, since his shibud is koidem. Now, for 1 minute, let us think, what should be the din by two balei chayves? You have two balei, let's talk about karka, Philip. Two balei chayves by karka. Reuven borrowed from Shimon on Sunday. It was Meshabed the karka to Shimon. On Monday, he borrowed from Levi. It was Meshabed the karka to Levi. This was Monday. Tuesday, Levi comes, is goyve the karka. Levi's goyve the karka. It's meshubah to me. He's goyve the karka. So ben anis, bal choyv meucher shegove, ma shegove gove. So we have to understand ben anis. What's the yosher in this? If Levi would be a lekeach, so Shimon comes over to Levi, and shuldet chabid, you purchased a karke that's meshubah to me, shibudi koidem, you bought it, but I have a schuz gvi on this karke, so you can take it away from the lekeach. So what is the svara of Benanis, that Benanis said that if a Levi is not a lekeach, Levi is a malve. Good. So it's meshubah to Levi also, but the shibud of Shimon is before the shibud of Levi. So what's the lumdis of Benanis? Benanis says Levi can keep it. He was Levi, but he can keep it. If Levi would buy it, Shimon can take it away from him. I have a shibud on it. You purchased something that's meshubah to me. So here also, you were gave us something that was previously meshubah to me. What's this svara of ben anan? So meridike kash. So Taisus explains the svara of ben anan is a meridike chilik. What's the chilik? The chilik is as follows. If Levi bought the karka, so we come over to Levi, there was a keil, you heard that this is a meshubah dike karka, who told you to buy the karka? It's a meshubah dike karka. You bought it, that's on your own risk. But me'iker hadin, it's meshubah to Shimon, Shimon can take it away from you. That's by a lekeyach. When it comes to two balei chayves, now let's just get into the scenario. Reuven borrowed from Shimon Sunday, right? Shabbat the karka. Reuven Monday needs more money. He comes over to Levi. Baby, lend me $100. Frektam Levi, no, you have something that's meshubed. Then you'll be meshabed to pay after chay. Well, I have this karka. Is it Levi here? But this karka is meshubed to Shimon already. I mean, so what's going to be? So if he's going to come, which is in a good time, you know what's going to happen. So Nebuch, Reuven will not be able to borrow money from Levi. Levi already, if you have a meshubah de kekalke, so we shut down the gemach, we're not lending any more money, because, so Benana said, we can't do such a thing. We have to say that mishum nilas delas, that in order a loive should be able to have a malvo to borrow from, so we made a loophole over here. If Levi will chap a rein and be goive before Shimon, he can keep it. If Shimon chaps a rein first, he's not a batlon, so vashteitzach, Shimon is also a malvo. But we gave a schus to Levi, we're really not harming Shimon too much. If Shimon will be on his toes, he'll hop away before Levi. But I'll call upon him in order to ensure Reuven the Levi that he can still go to a gemach, he can still borrow money. So we had to do this. So that's the svara bananas. So therefore we said that a bal choyv meucher shegove, if he was goive, it will remain by him. Chotshefilus is atakone. In Lomdus is Haroiskal, but this was Atakod. So now, let us see Taisi. Shemami na bachay buche shekodom vegove. Udaloi ke benanis beg mishayonos. Dilididei, according to benanis. Ki heichi de bekakois odif balchoy meuche mishum ni'ilas delas tvei melekeach. A balchoy vamalve is better than a lekeach. Meuche. Who told you to buy the karka? You're investing in the meshubah de karka? We don't have to, we don't have to help you. So memele, the karka will be taken away from you. Chinami, aval gavdam lekeach meuchem, gavi leinizik idom elam meshum de islei kola, from a lekeach meuchem, the nizik could be goive. That's pshat. Yeah. Now we have the first taisvus on Lamed Aleph we learned already. So let's learn the next three taisvus. Shil molei lei hizikai hayoymed al shmeine meyuzuz noisein kishas hanezik. The Gemara is speaking about that. The Shoyer HaNizik became Nishtabach. So, the Shoyer HaNizik became Nishtabach. So the Gemara says that if there wouldn't have been a Hezek, so the Shoyer HaNizik, Al Yedei Shvachse, would be worth much more. And because of the Hezek, it's not, the Shvach did not bring about such a great Yisrein Shavius. So Rashi had said two pshatim in the Gemara, and Taisa is going to say exactly what Rashi said. Not pshat is that the Gemara is telling us that the Nizik wants to be goive the potential shvach that could have been. And that's what the Baraisa is telling us, is goyve b'shas ha-nezek, we can't be goyve the potential shvach, ulmole loy huzak, the milsa de pshitu, toto in nogach sher koton, but I have a hava mine. If Reuven Sheol was negeach Shimon sher koton, or yisi sova shi shalom demei sher godol, he should pay him for a sher godol, fisha yeroi li is godol umashbiach, because if Reuven got killed now, it could have grown up to be a sher godol. Hein lechon mekoy mevi shaitai. Boy dil hoch yitztrech, my poch besom boch ik shepit moi tzrich lameima. That's the Rashi brought on this kasha, vishloi mekeper shakuntres beloshen ach. Hoche b'may askinon kishepitmoy. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying, this paraisa is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Kiva holds Yuchlat Asher. And the Mazik was Mefatim the Shoel. Let us say that the Hezek was $100. And so $100 belongs to the Nizik Bishasa Hezek. And now the Mazik was Mefatim the Shoel. It's worth now $300. So the Nizik should say, according to Rabbi Kiva, Shoiri Ashbach, my share is worth more money. So give me a chelik in the shvach. So kamash melon, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds yuchlat asher, he doesn't get a chelik in the shvach. Now, the Emerson, it's very difficult to understand why not. Why shouldn't he get if he was kind of the shoyer, bishas, it was kind of the shoyer, bishas, the hezek, and it was nishtabach, so why doesn't he get a chelik in the shvach? So Tosfos was going to say two mahalach. Mahalach number one, v'chigoyin she'ein ha-shvach yoyser ala yitziyah. It's speaking about that the shvach, that the shoy became nishtabach, is not worth more than the investment of the masik. That means like this. The shoy before the shvach was worth 100 zuz. That belongs to the nizik. Fine, belongs to the nizik. Now the masik went and invested 200 zuz in this shoy. And due to this investment, the shoyer is now worth 300 zuz. So the whole Yisroin value of the shoyer is because my money is invested there. So here the Nizik can't come and tell the time, well, it's my shoyer that was nishtabach, but Hanshuldig. But the shvach is through my investment, my money is buried in the shoyer, my money created the whole shvach of the shoyer. So you have to pay me for the shvach. I'm sorry, that's my money that's invested in the shoyer, and the shvach is not more than the investment. So memela, so you have no right to take any chelik in the shvach. Uchigoy she'ein hashvach yoyser ala yitzir. So then we understand why the Nizik will not get a chelik in the shvach. She'im, now Tosfos says, Cheshboine, Shim Hoya Yoisa. What happens if the Nizik, the Sheir, he had a schus in $100 of the Sheir. Now the Mazik invested another $100 in the Sheir. And the share is now worth $500. $500. So Memele, so we have in this value of $500, there are three factors for this value. And let's make a cheshbon. The $100 it's worth, it was worth $100. Fine, that's that. That belongs to the Nizik. So now we're talking about a $400 increase in value.
Now, the second $100 is, that's, we have the investment of the mazik, which he put his money there. So there's nothing but to talk about. I mean, so that's my money, So the nizik cannot have any rights in this, in this value, the second $100. That's my money there. Now, we have another $200. So the mazik can come with a taina. I invested it. I was mashbiach the shayer. Besides the investment, I want to get money for services. A person who's mefata mashayer, it's a business. You don't only get the, he only doesn't get paid for the money he put in. He worked, he was working 5 months to be mefata mashayer. This is a service that has to be paid for, which is also a good taina. So that's another $100. So the $100 of the hitzos, the $100 of the services, that we understand the mazik is entitled to, because but now we have another $100. It's worth $500. So Taisu says, this extra $100 should zicha belong to the nizik. And the Baraisis says that the Nizik has no chelik at all with the Shvach. So we have to say that it's speaking about there was no Shvach more than the Yitzias. If there was more Shvach, so then this should be legally entitled to the Nizik. That's what Taisus is saying. So again, let us see Taisus. Chagayin sheina Shvach yaisa ali Yitzias. Sheim hoya yaisa nehei nami damrinim becheskas habatim. The shutef avi ki yairid beshus, mikol makim masha adam reitze litin lemafatim lefatim yitel hamazik, vamoise yesh loili yesh lenizik. Now, I'd like to just mention what Taisvis is saying over here. There's a yairid beshus and a yairid shaloi beshus. That means like this. If a person is a yairid in my karka, I have a lawn in front of my house, which was not at all taken care of, and it's a junky lawn. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I wake up in the morning, a beautiful lawn, carpet grass, shrubbery, trees, meiridik. So I'm wondering, how did this happen? All of a sudden, I hear a knock on the door. And there's a gardener that comes, and he gives me an itemized bill. The trees is so much, the shrubbery is so much, my services are so much. He gives me $1,000 bill. So I tell this gardener, who told you to do it? I ask you, I don't need this. For all the, you can take it away. I don't need it. I need such a lawn. So Lamaisa, that's called a Soda Shaina Suyalita. So Lamaisa, if he doesn't take it away, he just pays him for the Hitzos. Listen, I have the shrubbery is here, the trees are here, the Hitzos, I have to pay it. It's Mamaini Gabach if I'm keep. But for the services, I don't have to pay him. I should pay for this. Who asked you to do this? So I don't have to pay you for your services. That is a Soda Shaina Suyalita. Asoda hasuyelita. That means everyone has a beautiful lawn. There's no shaila that he's going to go and look for a gardener. It's asoda hasuyelita. Now this gardener went without being asked to do it. He did it already. So then he has to pay him the full price. He has to pay. Listen, you're obviously going to get a gardener. You wanted it to be done. I did it for you. So then you have to pay the. Then you have to pay me for the services also. That's the din basoda suyalit. The Gemara says, a shutef, if two people are shutfim, and one is mashbiach, the dover ha-meshutef, so that is a din basoda suyalit. That means two shutfim. The purpose of the shutfis is to get revochim. So if one shutef is mashbiach, so lemaise it's understood that the second shutef is zicha niche with the services of the first shutef, So Memele, he has to pay him the Hitzoes, he has to pay him for the services, how much a normal price would be. But the Shvach belongs to him. If it's worth more after we deduct the Hitzoes and the services, that will belong to the owner, the other Shutev. That'll belong, or they'll divide it by two Shutev. So that's what Taisvis is saying. If the Shvach was worth more, so then the Nizik would be entitled to have a chelik in the Shvach. And therefore the Shutev can mon from the other Shutev his fee. Mikoma came. So here we have the Mazik and the Nizik are Shutvim in the Shoyl. So ain't no chanami, the mazik can mon his fee. Aber mikol mokim, ma'ash oldem reitzelitim lamafatim, lefatim, a person who's a mafatim, so the fee that a mafatim gets, yitala mazik. Va'moisa yeshlai liya isla nizik. But the moisa should belong to the nizik. And here it says, the nizik has no chelik in the shvach. So we have to say it's speaking about that there was no shvach more than the yitzir. That's what Taisvus says. V'im toima, v'taisvus im kain, amai yitzlich lemifrech mireishe. The Gemara says, if it's speaking about shepitmai, so the reishe is shver. Miseif egufa lifrech, ibe shepitmai tzricha lemeima. So Taisvus says, so what is the chiddush? According to Rabbi Kiva, if someone invested money in the shoyl, the mazik invested money in the shoyl, so Rabbi Kiva said that he doesn't get, that the nizik doesn't get any chelik in the shvach. And Taisvus says it's speaking about because the shvach is not more than the yitzir is. Frek Taisvus, so what's the chiddush? Versteitzach? That he invested money, his money, in your share. So there's a tviya mamayni gaboch. There's no extra shvach. So it's poshit that the nizik has no right to keep the shvach. What is the chiddush of the barais? V'yeshleima, the seife itzrech, the salke daita chamine, kiven the omar abekiva uchlet asher, Havalei mazik kishepitmai meniach ma'oisav al keren atzvi k'may bahoylech lemdines hayom v'ba'acher upirneis ishtoi. Now, this Taisvus needs a lot of explanation. First, we have to understand what Taisvus is saying. Not only Taisvus says this, the Rashba says this, and then we'll say over Akashe, from the Achronim, Ayal Sashach, and the Bichas Avrom, Eska Mordeke Kashe, and I'd like to say over a teretz from my Chavrusa. Taisvus Eska Mordeke Kashe. The Kashe was, if the Baraisa is speaking about that the Nizik has a chelik in the Sheir, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mazik invested in the Sheir, he invested money in the share. And because of this investment, the share is worth more. B'chuvan k'neged the amount of the hitzos of the mazik. This Yisrain Shavyes does not belong to the nizik. So Taisus says, Akash, that's poshet. He put money in, and that's why it's worth more. So it should belong to you. So Taisus says, yeah, I would think it belongs to the mazik. To the nizik. I think it belongs to Nizik. And Taisvus brings a Gemara in Ksubis. And Taisvus says, without the Baraisa, I would compare this to the Gemara in Ksubis. And that's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. It's different than the Gemara in Ksubis. Now, what's the Gemara in Ksubis? The Gemara in Ksubis speaks about such a scenario. Reuven is married to Rachel. And Reuven goes to Medina Sayom. He's going away for a vacation, a 2-year vacation, Gabaldic. But there's a big problem. There's a problem that he has a wife that he's mechuyev to support, to give mezainis. He didn't leave over anything for the wife. So what is the wife going to do? He's coming back in 2 years. No, so what's going to be with the wife? There's a whole tumult. What's going to be? Levi is a tzaddik, fine person. He goes and he lays out money. For 2 years he lays out money for the wife. Fine. Now, what was the intent of Levi? He's not giving tzedakah. No, no. He's laying out the money. Shimon, the husband, is responsible to give mezonos. Shimon left, it was carelessness, whatever it was. Shimon owes the money. I'm laying out the money for Shimon. When Shimon comes back, after 2 years, he comes over, Levi comes over to Shimon. You know, I laid out the money, and the money you were supposed to leave over for your wife, this is the money I laid out. Now, please pay me up. Fine. So we look at this gewaltig. Shimon says, who asked you to lay out money? I didn't ask you to lay out money. You've laid it out. Hiniach ma'isav al keren atzvi. That means just like you put money on the horns of a deer, don't expect that you'll get back your money. The deer runs away very quick. Who told you? I asked you to lay out money. You told me you're laying out money for me. You are very nice. Tzaddik, he gave her money. But I don't owe you a penny. I never told you to lay out money for me. And the din, and he has such a taina. Now what is pshat in this taina? So this taina is, one can learn two way fun and pshat in this taina. One taina is, if you wouldn't have given her the money, you know what would have happened? She has a rich uncle, she has a rich brother, she'd start screaming, they'd give the money, they'd support her, the sister. I wouldn't have to give the money. I had no intentions of giving the money. That's why I left. Let uncle give the money. The uncle would give the money readily. She'll call up Cooper, says, I, bekavone, had no intentions of giving her the money. She'll find a nights out to live for these 2 years. I had no intentions. You gave her the money? Very nice of you. But don't tell me I owe you the money. You never asked me. I never told you to give the money. So, memela, I'm not mechuyiv to pay you. There's a svare, there's two lamdas in real. There's one lamdas, it's you didn't give me money. You were mavriach ari. That means, what did you do? I never got money from you, but what did you do? There was my wife who would mon for me money, so you made that she shouldn't mon for me money. That's not called that you were mahanami. So memela, I don't have to give you any money. Fine. So there's a svara to say that the husband can tie it to the mefarnes. You weren't mahanim me anything. I could have avoided this whole problem. I would have spoken with her. She'll ask her uncle, her brothers. I didn't have to pay this chayv. And I didn't ask you to lay out the money. You laid out the money. That's very nice of you. So memele, but this is called mavriach ari, you don't have to pay. So Teisve says by us, you know, here, now let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara, there was a nizik, the mazik went and invested in the share. We're talking about according to Rabbi Kibbutz, it's the nizik share. He invested in the nizik share, it's worth now $200 more, you have now. Yeva mushbach dike sher. I was mashpiach your sher. So, what shaykhis is this to heiniach moisov al keren atzvi? What shaykh? A person is mashpiach the kalka. I go into your field and I'll be mashpiach your kalka. Go into your lawn. I fix up your lawn. I fill it su yalita. But you have now shrubbery and trees, so you'll go, niach moisov al keren atzvi. Every year it is like this. Every year I invested money in your karke. I invested money in your karke, so you have to pay me for it. You can go here in Yichmoisab. And Yichmoisab is, I didn't get anything from it directly. You gave my wife money, so you're telling me you helped me. I don't need this help. It's not called help. I could have avoided the whole problem. You gave her money, so that's your knowledge, I don't have to pay you for it. So what, so the Ayelus HaShacha, the Bichas of Omes, they don't begin to understand how Tosfos could compare these two things. That Tosfos is comparing that, I would think, if the Mazik was Mashbiach, the Shoyer, I would think the Dizik can tell him, it's worth $200 more. Now, I don't owe you a penny. Why doesn't he owe my penny? It was Mashbiach, his Shoyer. That's the problem, was a Moedike problem. So, Machavusa wanted a tiny, he wanted a tiny, perhaps, we could say as follows. When we're talking about, he was Mashbiach the Shoyer. He was Mashbiach the Shoyer. How are you Mashbiach the Shoyer? He was Mefatim the Shoyer. He gave it good food, a lot of food, and then before it was weighing 300 pounds, now it weighs 600 pounds. It was Mefatim the Shoyer. Before we're talking about the gain of weight, let's talk about like this. The Shoyer is by the Mazik. It's before Amodah B'Din. And the Mazik gives the Shoyer to eat every day. He gives the Shoyer to eat. It mentioned could very well be Zamachuif to give it to eat. It's Rabbi Kiva, Zichach, I mean, it's your share. He gave it to eat. He gave it to eat every day. Now, let's talk about that. He'll come to the Nizik, you know, he comes to the Nizik, he took the share, you know, every day he gave it to eat. So, L'chayre, the Nizik in Taine, what's the difference of share or Obay? Who told you to give it to eat? I asked you to give it to eat. I didn't ask you to give it to eat. He gave it to you. If you wouldn't have given it to you, I would have got someone else to give it to you. Al kaponim, the giving to eat the shoyer, if it didn't get fat. L'chayr, if it didn't get fat, that's mamish mefarnes ishtoi. It's the same thing. What's the chilek? This is a wife, this is a behemoth. But al kaponim, who asked you to give it to eat? Who asked you to give it? I didn't tell you to give it to you. You're going to give me a bill now? I should pay you? I don't owe you any money. So it could be giving to eat is taken yichmois of al-keren atzvi. Ve'im keinem anachnu. So it could be if he gave it to eat, he really gave it to eat. He gave it to eat such good meals that he gained 300 pounds. So also the same thing. So tell him, Nich Moisav al Keren Atzvi. That is what Tosfos is saying. The 300 pounds is another parsha. Giving to eat, Avshay Nachanami. Giving to eat, it could be you can't give him a bill. I fed your share. Who told you to feed my share? I didn't ask you to feed my share. Don't worry about it. I didn't ask you. That's called Mavriya Chari. But here the Chidde, so I would think on the Achilah side, gained 300 pounds, side didn't gain a pound. This is called Kilo Pirnes as Ishtoi. It's as Pirnes as Behemtoi. I could say Nich Moisav al Keren Atzvi. So Tosfos says, no, there's a chilek between Stamazan giving it to eat and fattening it. Fattening it is called, I was Mashbir, the Shoyer, there's a Tviya of Momeni Gabor, and if it's your Shoyer, so you have to pay me for the Shvach. Now let's go a little further. V'oid Motzinu Lemeima. The Airi Shaper Shahashvach Yeser Ala Yitzir. Now Tosfos wants to say, a new mahalach, it's speaking about, really, that the shvach, we're talking about like this, the shir of the nizik is by the mazik. The mazik was mashbiach the shir. And the shvach is worth more than the services and the investment. That means that's the story we had before. The shir was worth $100. Now he invested another $100, services another $100, is already $300, but it's worth $400. Void Metzina Lamaim with the Ayri Shaper Shashvach Yeser Ala Yitzir. And therefore the Nizik will Zicher in the last $100, the Nizik will Zicher have a Chelik in that Shvach. No Shaila about it. That how it says, he only gets but how much it was worth per shasa nezik. It doesn't mean kishasa nezik. Lav davke. Doesn't mean kishasa nezik. He gets more. He gets the last $100 that it became nishtabach. It also belongs to him. Elabol ashmienu sheyitol yoyser mi dmei yitziyoysov dechiyoyrit bushus domi. So Taisu says, the Chiddush is that the mazik has a din of a yoyrit bushus. A yoyrit sheloy bushus only is entitled to get the yitzias. I go and I fix over your lawn. If shalei b'shus, it's not a siyalita. I can only get the money for the mamoni gavoch, how much money I invested. I cannot ask you for my fee, which I usually get, because who told you to do it? I didn't hire you. Now, Taisa said before, by shutvim, it's always considered like a yered b'shus. And here Taisa is saying that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is over here, that he has a din of a yered bushus domi. That's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. So Kan Shoyel Aben. So what's the Chiddush? Taisa said before, every shutev is like a yered bushus. So what's the Chiddush over here? So that's the Mepshat and Taisa says, there's a Meiri in our sugya that says, Be'emesin, this is different than every shutev. The Miri, this is the lotion of the Miri. The Miri says as follows. The shutev gomo, a real shutev, that means two people came together, they invested in a keren. The purpose of this shutev is to make money, to reap profits. The shutev gomo, al das ha-shutev hu mashbiach. So when he's mashbiach, the purpose of the shvach is that we should both reap profits. Ushneim soimchim zelze. So every shutif, which is mashbiach, is a din of a yored bishus. Avuzu einoi shutvis gemura. This is not a real shutvis. Vein amazik mefatim lohoyel klum lenizik. So that's the Chiddush what Taisus wants to say. If two people meet daito the nafsham become shutvim, so that is pshat, we have a common interest in this behemoth, we want to reap profits, so then whatever one shutiv does is considered he's a yered bershus, and his fees have to be paid by the other shutiv, because it's called the asuyalita. I would think over here, since this shutvis, that the Nizik and Mazik became shutvim, this was not a shutvis that came about midaitom, that it came about they wanted to become shutvim. This was a shutvis that came about through the hezik, that the share was Mazik, the Nizik share. By this shutvis, I would think it doesn't even din of Yerid Bershus. It's Kamash Malon, that has a din of a Yerid Bishus. Let's see the last Taisus. Chepitmai vimtaima my maflik ben shvach lekhash liflik bishvach gufei de shvach memele kishas amode bedin in Chepitmai is kishas anezik bishlemet agav de noket bereish shvach vekhash b'sefer nami noket ochi.